Horror Than Horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
From the grave and ready to rock and roll. It's more horror than horror. Griff, that would be your cue.
Why change now? They would start to expect it. This is our last official 2011 show. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. New Year's Evil.
That's just tonight. Tonight's New Year's Eve.
People are getting liquored up right now to listen to us.
Liquored up.
Yeah.
Good time.
Everyone needs to be real liquored up and just keep on drinking all week for that new show that starts on CBS this week. The Rob Schneider Show. Yes, CBS has got that wonderful comedian moving in next door, and we're calling it the fucking idiot show.
Why don't you like Rob Schneider?
Who the hell does? Does anyone at that table
really
like Rob Schneider?
Fuck yeah, Rob Schneider's awesome. You're crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Breathtaking.
Yeah, whatever.
Like six of them.
That's sarcasm,
hey,
ladies and gentlemen.
Would you rather have Rob Schneider on your fucking TV screen, or you need another fucking Perry movie?
Well, you know, Tyler Perry and Rob Schneider kind of go hand in hand. It's all crap. I got to tell you, thank you, Griff, on the air, because Griff, like, did me a solid here. He brought me Intruder. I've been looking for this damn thing everywhere, and it's really the Blu-ray I've been looking for so far in the last
creme de la creme.
It really is.
Creme de la creme.
And he also brought me The Exterminator, because the man is on the money. Thank you, Griff.
I got tired of hearing you bitching and whining all the time about not being able to find. You know where I found those?
On Amazon.
And I'm there you go, on Amazon.
And Run, Angel, Run, which is one I know I said I'd buy.
Actually, I got that from Pete.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right.
I grabbed that from Pete, so.
What's going on?
I didn't even know he had that.
Yeah, you
do. Oh, hell, Tim's choking.
Fuck, so here we go. I'm puking my hat.
I can't believe how big that microphone is. It's like a, it's a monolith.
It's Sasquatch penis.
It's bulbous. It's bulbous. Whoa. If I can take off the cover if it threatens you.
Yeah, but then it sounds terrible.
It looks like a human head sitting by your head. It's like two. It's like two. Oh God! It's like two heads there.
The thing with two heads. Look, Lemmy.
That's all we need to do is give Griff another head.
Oh Lord.
Oh, that's good.
He'd take over the world.
Get out of the house.
And he would do it in all caps.
In all caps. You know what? You know what? If somebody bitches about that, you want to know what I do whenever they complain. You're writing in all caps, so I just silent.
Why are you yelling?
I quietly type back. I have bad eyes. My reply is, "Oh, sorry, I didn't know."
I never say that. I think it's awesome. I like in my mind, I imagine that you're yelling, and that makes it even better for me.
That is awesome.
I do yell most of the time.
Don't they have little tiny font too, where you could just make it little?
And, so and what really throws them over the edge before everything I type, I always put double exclamation points before and after.
So you are screaming. You're screaming. I think.
I'm hoarse. I'm hoarse by the time I'm through typing. I'm yelling so loud.
My ears hurt when I read that.
The funny thing is, I always envision Tim saying it because of the exclamation. Because of the exclamation point.
There's just so many assholes on Facebook. Everybody's a fucking asshole. You know?
Don't hold back.
Don't hold back now.
Let us know how you really feel about people on Facebook.
Well, damn.
Certain people in particular.
People who do gang signs on your page.
Yeah, gang signs with duck faces.
Like here in KC, yeah, local sake. People.
That's a that's a Facebook taser right there.
That and people who constantly want to remind everybody that they're old enough to go to bars and drink, and to constantly tell me what their favorite beer is because they automatically always have to hold it up in the fucking picture.
Yeah, thanks guys, and yeah, we love seeing that in every picture on Facebook. Either that or the ever popular upward angle. Chick picture where they all are like way up in the corner.
Yeah, but luckily I have the
shitty. Is that the name?
Luckily I have the. Kind of luckily yeah. I get the constant barrage of the funny little kitten pictures with the cute little things on them.
Are they all fucking day long?
Those cat pictures of the yeah.
I love them.
What are
the inspirational pictures that people decide they want to put witty little retorts to oddball pictures?
Oh Lord. Oh, we've all missed that.
I can't believe we spent about 2 minutes talking about Facebook.
Happy New Year.
That's pretty horrific.
That is what this show's all about, horrific. Well, I guess if anybody's wondering, we have a fourth voice joining us this week, and that would be returning to the show, Mr. Jeff Sisson.
It's been a while. How long has it been since?
Quite a while.
Too long, like, man. We love having Jeff. Yeah.
It's been about two days ago.
It's been 3 weeks
recorded
since
about 2 days ago.
I was going to say, yeah.
It's back in the spring, wasn't it?
I think it's been 3 days since even, or 3 weeks since he even stepped
These
in the
Fridays
studio.
Just fucking dragged together.
Frontal.
I don't know. I actually listened. So it's funny because I finally listened to that show like last week. Well, there's only one of them online, though.
They're all online. They're on iTunes.
But the first part was a bad link, and then
it's our producer.
It's so not.
Probably, I like to think that the real meat was in the second one. There was some serious magic going on.
If you find a missing thing like that, let me know so I can fix that sucker. Because you know what happens? No, the damn server messes it up.
People. It's obviously. Damn server. I mean, when did we do that? Back in like March or April?
That was pretty early.
Obviously,
in the year.
It's been up there for quite a while and no one said anything. So.
Well, it worked. That's the thing. I listened to it back every time I put a show. And here's the funny thing, like with Westmar, dude, he had a fit because it worked. And then, like, Westmar heard it and it worked. And someone wrote to him and said, it doesn't work. He goes, why'd you take it down? It wasn't me. When they do backups, they lose shows. I'm like, what the hell are they doing over there?
But see, we're
they
unprofessional.
They could have probably lost both.
We're unprofessional anyway, so the people that listen to the show wouldn't expect more than that anyway.
Well,
so
Half's all they need. I think I'd mentioned my buddy Jordan, the Rhinestone fanatic.
Right.
And I think he listened to it about 6 times.
Yes.
He does his little, his internet. KC Anthem.
KC Anthem, yeah, yeah.
He'll appreciate the plug.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He owes me $10.
I want my money.
Monster, and they call him Frankenstein.
Here to please. We're here to please all the Rhinestone fans.
That's right. All three of them.
I don't know. I think they're all sitting in this room. And I'm not even sure they're fans.
Budweiser, you created a monster.
You know what's funny? Since we talked about that last time, I saw a documentary about Bob Clark. You know, he passed away last year. He was run over by a drunk driver, him and his son. It was pretty terrible. And they had this great documentary on. I was watching it one night. And they're talking. It's pretty good stuff, you know. They're talking about his early days doing Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things, and then into Death Dream, and, you know, how he kind of parlayed that and moved into the comedies and stuff, and the Porky's, and you know, and the Christmas Story. Yeah. And, you know, there's some pretty you kind of forget about all these, and then out of nowhere, there's the 25 seconds that they talk about Rhinestone. It's like somebody slipping on ice. It's like, whoa! And then they got back, and then they're on to something else.
Stallone had pictures of his mistress.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, they had enough stuff. They had, like, stuff with Bob Clark, and I guess Stallone was this is shocking.
And he was
Stallone
was
a total asshole to work with.
Oh, my God.
And he wasn't even the original director. They brought him in last minute, and...
I'd heard Stallone was really a nice guy to work with, though, now.
Not on Rhinestone.
Maybe he
Well, it probably depends on how much roids he's taking.
I was going to say, hold on, guys. Can you really blame the man? He made Rhinestone. He was on the set going, really? Do I have to wear this? Do I have to sing this? Really?
He cashed a fucking paycheck, didn't he?
I think he produced the movie. I mean, if you don't like it, you don't like your shit, don't keep smelling it. You know?
He personally recruited Dolly. I got this great script.
I mean, I think on paper it was like, again, you know, you're talking about like 1981 or 4.
And that was a hell of a backup. I've seen that in
it's Tootsie
9
on
to 5. Steroids. 9 to 5 with the drive-in. That was a hell of a combo.
I mean, Stallone was really hot then. Dolly Parton was really hot. And on paper... At Fox, somebody said, "Oh, hey man, this looks good." You get
what about "Stop
and-
My Mother Will Shoot"? Who thought that was a good fucking idea?
Nobody thought that was a good idea.
Over the Top is a great idea, though. I love Over the Top.
Tango and Cash and all that crap.
Meet me halfway. Into
See, my,
the sky.
My hat's like a switch. When I turn it, I'm on. When I turn it back, I'm on. Cash.
Isn't
it's kind of like your exclamation points? I think.
Hat on, hat off, hat on.
Get the hat on.
He means business when he puts
those
double...
That's what your next hat needs to be, just 3 exclamation points.
That's right.
I'm turning the hat around, bitches. And then have 3 more on the back of it.
It's all a screen.
What? You got the bill backwards now.
No, I'd have
somebody's losing an eye.
When I get pissed off, I turn around with the exclamation point showing. Step back, step
Only
back.
Only 1 in the front, and then 3 in the back. That's right.
I'm adding the third. You're fucked. Better run.
Main machine.
Oh, that's sweet.
Turning the switch.
Oh, so I guess we better bring this back down to the horror level, since Jeff's got a couple of movies to pimp tonight.
He's got a stack of shit.
Well, this will kill.
Not only is he a maniacal frontman for Troglodyte, but now he's becoming the
maniacal actor.
He's becoming a hell of a pedestrian.
Dude, I have
actor.
To say, hold on, before we go any further.
Pedestrian at best. What was it? I always love those reviews. So it's like, it was.
How the fuck you get pedestrian
not
out of that?
Not so bad.
That performance.
Not near as bad as I thought.
You're like,
what
thanks.
Did they expect when you came rolling out on the screen?
I made those up. That's not
I have to tell you, I was impressed. I really was impressed with your acting and chop, because I never knew you could do
acting.
That, or I would have like pulled you in to play like my papa hick hillbilly guy in Dead Things. I'd have been like, Jeff, please play this for me.
Well,
you were fantastic, man.
Thanks.
Only with different strokes.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
That's my rider.
It's funny because
Gary Coleman.
It's yeah. I mean, Chop was fun, man. It was like that's my buddy Trent. I've known him for Christ, like 10 years now, and it's like, I mean, that isn't really anything that we probably hadn't done in his living room.
Yeah.
On any Tuesday night, you know, any given Tuesday night, but we just had a chance to do it on film. So, I mean,
what happened to the neighbors you did it to? That's kind of what I'm wondering.
No, it was just the two of us. We play it. We call it dramatic playtime.
We could sell back on Trent.
So, yeah, no, I think it came out pretty nice. It came out, you know.
It was my favorite Bloody Disgusting film so far.
Oh, it's the best one they've put out so far, definitely.
Yellow Brick Road could have been a contender, but then halfway through it was like, what happened to this movie?
It's not like any of them, I think, are terrible. Those they definitely needed to, especially, you know, it's like the market. They needed to get like an actual American release out. Because,
right.
I mean, you boil it down to the real mechanics. Most people that are watching these, is this dubbed?
Yeah, they do that.
Oh, man.
Now, Cold Fish was good, though. Cold Fish is my second favorite.
See,
Cold Fish was... I just watched that, and it's good. But again, it's like, it's an Asian film, and come on, dude. The guy buying that at Walmart gets home. He's pissed, dude.
He's freaking out. He's like, oh, my God.
GD.
What the hell did he just do to his wife?
What
the hell was that?
I don't even understand this movie.
I got the receipt. I can't take it back.
Is that what you want, mama?
The zombie
You
want
to pull your britches down?
What was the first one?
You want me to rip your britches, mama?
Berlin Undead or something?
Yeah. It was okay. Again, another
That's
one.
That's what you should have done was dub chopped.
Berlin Undead needed some undead in it.
You know, it's funny because Trent was he called me. It was a week before last, and they sold the foreign rights, and he was like, "This is good." So you've seen the cover of Chop. It's pretty pedestrian. No, I'm just kidding. So that's the cover. You know, it's Will's face holding the knife, and it's, you know, it doesn't really give a lot away. So the German distributor was like, they needed stumps.
That's awesome.
They needed stumps.
You got a pan back picture.
And we can't sell this movie if there's no, we need it, pictures of stumps. So I did, there were two pieces of art I did initially before the movie was sold, just for festivals and stuff. And one of them was a hand with a thumb cut off, and it was all stitched back, and it was something about, I wrote the tagline. It was like, he'll get his revenge a piece at a time or something. Mm-hmm. And so kind of a stump, right?
Kind of.
And then I did another, they didn't have a set photographer. They didn't have anybody doing stills. So I pulled a screen grab, and I'd made something, but I didn't really get real stump happy with it. You kind of see the tops, because in the movie they kind of cheated, and they had his legs in a chair, and it looked, the particular shot I had, it looked kind of fakey, so I didn't, but I, so I went back to it and I made stumps, you know. And it was funny. It was, dude, this went back.
That's a hell of a day.
Yeah, it went back and right forth. There. Trent was like really freaking out a little bit. He's like, "Man, they're calling. They need the stumps.
More stumps.
The stumps are kind of blurry.
The stumps aren't big enough.
But
they want worms coming out.
Can we get a picture of a woman chewing on the meat that's hanging off of the stump? Can we get a nibbler?
Can we get Gary Coleman coming out of
the calf?
Well,
it's funny
because
it's like,
calf.
You know, the
can we stump
can
a baby?
Gary
can
Coleman
we get
a... this son of a bitch?
The shot that I made, it kind of gives away the whole movie.
Yeah, pretty like, much. You know how he fucking ends up.
So I'm thinking, whatever, you know. But you know, you're talking about foreign movies where, you know, the name of it's probably going to be called "I'll Saw Off All Your Limbs with a Hatchet" or something. You know, it's like
Cannibal Stumps.
I think it came out okay.
Stew meat.
Stew meat.
I love that movie. I thought it was good.
Box
yeah,
lunch.
But the big surprise, lunch. I didn't know you were in it, so that was a big surprise for me because I was watching.
I'm on the back, like, for God's sakes. I look like an extra from Cruising.
I thought that was you.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I've read a lot of it. It seems like it's a lot of reviews. And the reviews, and Trent and I talked about this the other day, the reviews I like are these guys. It's like guys like us.
Did
like,
they catch it? Did they catch what? What it was from?
What's the
that you're cruising?
Almost no, probably not. No, no one. There's four people who've seen that.
You
movie.
Fucking turned and had the hank in your back pocket, dude. I'm about pissed.
I did.
That was awesome.
But
Powers Booth narrated that whole scene.
Rift in your left back pocket.
Speaking of which, I tried making my buddy watch that up in Omaha.
It's a tough, it's
and he
a...
made it to the dip this scene and had to shut it down. Shut her down.
We got to come back around to that.
That's my next tattoo. I'm just getting that dip fist right in the fucking full back piece.
Wow.
A lot of the really, like, the really kind of cool reviews, it's the... To me, this means more. It's like guys doing, you know, it's a guy sitting in his basement, and it's, you know, he's probably half drunk, and, you know, he lives with his grandma or something. Hey, that's cool, dude, because to me, it's like, you know, there's plenty of, like, the Dread Centrals and Fangos and even Bloody Disgusting. It's like, I got to say, man, their reviews, I don't care, that don't carry a lot of weight to me. Yeah. It's because it's like, these are guys that... You know, people throw free
movies
at him.
Well, he's probably dropping his $20 his grandma gave him for lunch fucking for the week.
Yeah, no,
and
that,
bought that copy.
That one review, like, and I don't get
wet
off.
Wipes for ass or fucking hemorrhoids, and he's spending it on shop.
No, and that's, you're right, because these guys that are reviewing the movie probably did go out and buy it. They spent money on it, and they're fans of these movies and stuff. And it's kind of interesting because I don't get off on, like, I typically avoid that stuff because I'm always like, I don't want to read, like, someone.
Bash it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean it, but it's cool, whatever, you know. So But that one I saw the other day, and I stuck it up on my Facebook. The guy was like, he compared the performance. He's like, I could watch that guy gyrate all day. Like the beardo weirdo. He's like, it was really kind of cool. And it's funny because it was like the guy, like, bloody disgusting, and like it's like the guitar player from Godsmack reviewed it, which I was a little like, okay, but it's a real down to earth review. This guy obviously isn't a professional critic, but he was like, I like the movie. The thing I keep seeing in these reviews, no one wants to give away my scene because it's kind of it's kind of out of left field. So they're like, without giving too much away, which is kind of cool. So, but it's, you know,
it definitely piques interest in it.
Okay,
that, I know I've told many people just watch it and tell them anything about it.
Well, no, and that is, it's like, it's right out of left. I mean, did you ever see that coming?
Not the least, man.
Yeah, you know, it's hard. It's hard, Mike. You know, it's like, that's like a couple years in the, you know, it's been 2 years almost. You know, so that's plays the festivals. And you find a distributor, they get behind it.
That's what always would be tough, because, you know, like I said, 2 years, you're on to how many different projects? Exactly. Since that,
no, that's, you know, what's
so
great.
So
it's
just
like,
try and stay interested.
It's
it,
great.
You know?
This month I had 3 movies come out. Jessica Rabbit came out. Troma put it out 2 weeks ago, and then Chop came out this last week, and then like I think, shit, is it next week? I think. Or maybe it's the 31st. Fuck, I don't know. American Maniacs, which was formerly Fetch. It's on video on demand. Like, they're going to do an exclusive, like, thing. So, it's like, I mean, I look like I'm the busiest motherfucker on the planet, dude. It's like, holy shit, man. This guy is hopping, man. He's got 3 movies coming out. It's like,
book him now. We can't get him till 2014.
No, like, that's how it always is. It's like, this is shit I did like 3-4 years ago. And it's like, it just kind of slowly creeps out. Like, I remember doing Bonnie and Clyde versus Dracula. There was like 2 or 3 movies I did at that time. And it was like, it took forever to come out. And all of a sudden, there's all these movies coming out. It's like, man, you really work on a lot of movies. Like, no, I don't work on a lot of movies.
If you need any work done.
Good times.
Did you guys see Jessica Rabbit? Did you watch that one?
I watched it.
I think we got copies when you were on last time in the spring.
Cages. I had a problem with mine playing on my computer. It did play and stop, and I'd have to shot it down and bring it back.
I don't think that was anything to do with your computer.
It was just refusing to play.
I guess the Troma one, if you put it in, it won't probably not play. Either,
so. I'm just surprised Troma's released something new.
It's got a Poultry Guys trailer every 20 seconds.
How many Poultry Guys plugs did they put inside of the box?
I don't know. I haven't.
When they still want $18 for a fucking copy of it.
It's great, because I like playing. Every movie that I'm in, I'm a raper.
Stereotype.
Jessica Rabbit, what'd you do in that one?
I was a raper.
One of these times. You're
kind of a raper and Chop.
You're going to throw him for a loop. One of these times, you're going to get raped. What the hell happened?
Doing a cannibal film so Tim can watch it.
Make sure there's plenty of penises.
Yeah. Tim likes the pickle parties.
No.
Speaking of cannibal films, you got another one coming out here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, God, no.
Thou Shalt Not Kill Except.
I like that one.
That's a good double bill with Intruder.
Who's in the store?
I saw that in the theater.
We can't
Thou Shalt Not Kill Except.
I can honestly say I saw it in a theater. It was at the Blue Ridge Mall. Used to have a theater in the basement that held 14 people, and there were 7 people in the theater.
Yes, when that's where I saw it.
I remember seeing it.
And Jeff played the rapist.
And I was like, someday I'm going to be in a movie, and I'm going to play a raper.
I mean, Jeff
played there.
I know that movie stinks. That's the only time I've ever seen it.
I like it.
And I'm sure I'll watch it again. But
Pumpkinhead played down there, too.
I saw Pumpkinhead in the theater.
Yeah.
Pumpkinhead.
There's a lot of movies I like
that played there in that little theater.
Watched once and erased
from
your memory.
I remember. Well, yeah, no, it's like I remember.
Don't go in the woods.
Talking about slasher movies or something, and it's like somebody was talking about The Mutilator. Like, I saw that in the theater.
Yeah,
like,
no, you Blue didn't. Ridge
that Mall. Never played in the...
I was like, I saw it at the Blue Ridge release. Mall, man. It's
yeah,
true.
I remember seeing Mutilator in there, and I seen Mortuary in the theater.
I was all mad because the Blu-ray thing... Or the Blu-ray. The one we were talking about before Mortuary there.
Mutilator?
Yeah, Mutilator. The Mutilator, sorry. I remember seeing that, and it was... I thought, all those pictures... None of that's in the movie when we saw it at the theater.
Great cover art.
On Vestron,
great cover
it,
art.
It had all the uncut stuff in it.
They could have put a whole other movie, and it still stinks like a cornfield.
I mean,
mess.
Without the gore, what else is there to watch in that one?
Well, there ain't even enough gore making that. I actually did watch that one again recently.
Going on a fall break?
Fall break. It was like Buddy something. What's a kill? Like, there's a franchise starting. Buddy, the next Freddy is going to be this guy in a windbreaker. Sweaty guy in a windbreaker.
It'll
be Jason.
Giving everybody paper cuts.
There'll be Jason, Freddy,
and
Pinhead, Michael Myers, and Buddy. The sweaty 50-year-old man in a windbreaker. Why? I don't even know. Why was he even killing people?
I never understood.
Does it really matter?
It was the guy's dad, wasn't it?
The
didn't he go
windbreaker.
Fucking ape shit nuts? We're talking about the...
I think I thought his dog told him to kill him.
Because the kid shot his mom with the gun.
I can't even believe that you're, like, you have.
I know.
He's broke it down.
It's my job to know, sir.
I was thinking about this driving over. I'm like, I'm the worst horror guest because I can tell you for a fact I've watched probably 2 horror movies this year. And one of them probably technically wasn't a horror movie. It was probably like...
it was the Three Stooges trailer.
That's pretty horror.
Yeah.
We're not even.
That's pretty amazing.
I just remember the kid shooting his mom and the dad coming.
I just remember the meat hook through the crotch. I mean, that's kind of what everyone remembers.
Well, that and the boat motor.
Yeah, the boat motor. There was a couple of good squishy effects that were so dark you could barely see them. Yeah. But
I just watching it in the theater was like somebody had a wet paper towel over your face. It was like, was it humongous?
I was going to say, we're in humongous land.
Yeah.
They definitely gave you that reality perspective of walking through a forest in the middle of the night.
Mortuary played everywhere. It was a pretty popular flick in the day. It played drive-ins and indoor theaters. It was a great movie.
Did you see... I think
MTV had the commercial. Remember that?
Oh, shit.
Before you throw in that last shovel.
What's... what's a movie coming out? I just seen Death Ship with George Kennedy's coming out on...
Blu-ray?
Why?
On Blu-ray.
What the hell? No one likes that movie.
On Blu-ray, because that's the kind of technology we need to really bring that one home.
When's Luther the Geek coming out on Blu-ray? That's what I
want
to fucking see.
That's a great one.
Metal teeth.
That guy sitting on the old lady's on the bench, and he sits down next to her, and she offers him an egg or whatever. Boy, just takes a chunk out of her throat. I was like, yes!
God, I haven't thought of
the original grill.
That, you know, that just made my
Who
day.
Doesn't have Luther the Geek in their collection? I've got it.
I do.
Great.
Of course, I've got Flesh-Eating Mothers. That's another one that reminds
Rabid
me of
Rabid Granny.
I got all that stuff.
Rabid Granny.
Blood Freak.
I may end up doing the uncut Rabid Grannies for... I talked to Lloyd about it, and he wants me to reinsert the
Well,
gore.
Before you do Rabid Grannies uncut, tell him to get off his ass and release Mother's Day on Blu-ray.
Yeah, what's going on with that? How many...
It's not even in the release now. They've taken it completely out.
Well, what about the...
The
fact the remake
copy.
Isn't out, right?
Care.
What's up?
The remake's out in Europe.
Not here.
It's on. It's on the internet.
I heard good things, Griff. About it.
I heard it's 90 minutes.
I watched it, bits and pieces at a time, and just passed it right on by.
Damn, you should shoot me a copy of that.
Didn't even bother to keep it on my hard drive.
Oh well, hell, I guess not.
I got to tell you, my big thing right now. Okay, so I'll do some more plug in here. So there's a guy, Chris Seaver. He used to do low budget pictures. And he had contacted me, it was back in the summer, I think, maybe? I don't know, or 2 weeks ago? I don't know.
Well, it was summer.
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
It's 60 tomorrow. It's still fucking summer.
Yeah. But he was he kind of got out of doing movies, and he kind of approached me. He'd seen some of these, I'd done some artwork for someone, and he'd seen some of it. He's like, I'm doing this thing. It's called Warlock Video. I'm like, okay, what's the premise here? He's like, he's shooting all these movies. He's shooting these new movies. You already like this, don't you? So he's shooting all these movies on like this consumer VHS cameras. And the premise is it's like these are these lost, you know, quote unquote lost 80s classics. So they're shot on VHS, and he had me do the box art.
Right.
Like he's making VHS of them and DVDs. So I did. So it kind of got me in the. So then it was like when I started doing, I did the first couple, and I was like, I went back and really, I got Sledgehammer.
Oh hell yeah!
When it came out, but then I started getting like I got 555 and things, and like there were two or three movies that I got these like 80s VHS,
right?
And so I've really been. That's like that's probably the last horror movies I watched, which are the biggest turds. I love The Ripper. Can we talk about The Ripper for about 10 minutes, maybe? I mean, it is the flipping worst movie.
I don't know. Things is pretty bad. Have you seen Things?
Things is like head scratching, but The Ripper, dude, come on, dude. I mean, that's like class. You've seen The Ripper, haven't you?
I have.
Are you fucking with me? I would. I'm gonna run home right now. Are you
so awful?
I haven't seen it. No.
It's Savini's dude. It's like
so great.
Savini's Tom Savini is the Ripper,
and that's
like
and
it's
that's
literally
the voice.
That's exactly that at that time that just passed. That's the exact time that he's in the movie.
It's true.
Okay, so in the 80s, in like the mid 80s, out of Oklahoma,
United
this guy.
Video. Yeah.
The guy that was making these movies, Christopher Lewis, he started PM Magazine, which was kind of the precursor to Entertainment Tonight, right? Anyway. Sorry. He was one of the first guys to shoot on video. Did Blood Cult.
Donald Farmer and this guy were like teammates, man.
And then he did a sequel to Blood Cult called Revenge. The second movie he did was like The Ripper, like, and he got Tom Savini plays The Ripper, and it's like, oh my god, dude, this looks, it's like Jack the Ripper, Tom Savini. He's got these crazy, tonight I'll kill all of you, you know, this creepy trailer. It's like, yeah, dude, this is gonna be great. And I remember, you know, this is like 85, 86, so I had to drive, and we lived in Excelsior Springs.
Had to go to movies at home then.
I had to drive all the way into Kansas City. I had to drive all the way to Metro North to Camelot Music, and they rented movies. And I had to like spend $50 to put like a deposit on this movie, right, to rent it, right? And the movie rental was like $3, and then I drove all the way back home, and I put it into my giant top-loading video RCA.
And waited 2 days for it to warm up.
Started, you know, and it's the biggest piece of steaming, corn-filled mess.
Did you get your $50 back?
No, but you know what? I still like the movie, dude. It's the gore effects. I mean, there's a lot of, like, gutting and cutthroats. You know, and it's like this college professor, and he goes to a thrift shop with his girlfriend, and he finds this, he's really entranced by this antique ring. And he doesn't buy it, but he can't get it out of his mind, so he goes back to get it, and this lady's like, well, somebody has actually told me to hold it for him, but it's, I said I would hold it till noon. And it's like, you know, 11:50, and he's like, well, you got to sell this to me. He's like, I got to wait till noon. And, of course, he ends up getting it, and he buys it. Well, and it's like the premise is, oh, my God, this is Jack the Ripper's. It's like Jack the Ripper's ring. I was like, it would have been better if it had been his, like, wallet. So he wears this ring, and then he starts having these dreams, these terrible dreams about dismembering and gutting people. And he wakes up the next day and opens up the papers. Oh, my God, somebody's been killed. Terribly mutilated, just like those notorious Whitechapel murders. Except there's like a dance number in this. His girlfriend is like a terrible. There's like this terrible flash.
It's like
dance.
Tony Tennille, man. She
oh,
like,
it's amazing, it's dude. Awful. It's got obnoxious characters that you can't. I mean, it's like gore effects, and then you watch this whole movie. It's like about halfway through it, you're like, where the fuck is Tom Savini? His fucking face is on the cover of this box.
It's his face on the ring.
Like literally, like the last 3 minutes of the movie, He shows up. He materializes finally
out of the ring.
This kinda tonight, like Flash, yeah. This
like
very
zombie.
No, it's great. You gotta see that.
It's like 2 hours long too. You kind of wonder why the hell is it 2 hours long? I never could understand that.
It's good story arc.
But there were a ton of movies like that in video stores when we were young.
This is, I mean, those were like the OGs, man. They did like, those guys were, and they did like Forever Evil, and all the movies they did were
Bill Blair, yeah, down
pretty,
there.
Pretty good, you know, pretty good movies.
I mean, how many times did you pick up the tattered fucking 2000 Maniacs box where the flops all...
Well, shit, that was like, you know it was good because that was like big porn box. Anything that was in the big porn box had to be good.
Either
had
a good
the scene
horror.
With the arm. They're holding the arm with the axe there. Yeah,
I mean, the big box Deadly Spawn doesn't get any better than that. There wasn't a centimeter of that box that wasn't fucking drenched in blood, man.
That was sweet. Fucking,
or what about
they had eyeballs on the sides and the severed?
Well, what about they got crazy with the dead pit and they haven't made the box 3D where the fucking
the eyes glow?
Let me tell you, I worked in a video store, and you'd be sitting. I don't care where you were sitting, you'd hear this. Like somebody pushed the box, that's what it would do.
That or want a date? Want a date? Want a date?
The Frankenhooker. Yeah, you'd be sitting there in the back of the store. You couldn't even see anyone in the store, and you'd hear the door open.
And moving on.
I was the same way.
Got a new Pepe Longstocking movie.
I worked at National Video for a while. Then I worked at Applause Video for a while, and it was that one.
And it's like, this has the best battery I've ever seen. Like, it was like nuclear power.
They're still working today. That's the scary one. I have one at home. It's
I don't know. What is the pull on two little LED lights in a sound chip?
There's something iPod isn't telling us. Yeah.
My Frankenhooker box still says want a date after all these years. Want a date?
I remember we got so, because, you know, in it was like a vacuum formed cover so that they could hide all the. I remember one day we took it and we peeled it open and I clipped the little wires to push the button and we glued it back because we just, I mean, that was obnoxious. So then what you'd see is this box that had a fucking worn spot where every idiot was coming in pushing it. They cracked the box. It's like,
this lane don't work. It says push here.
They're doing it like 40 times.
You got problem child 2 in.
Oh, God. I remember those days. I like the big box for headless eyes. Remember that one with the eyeballs crawling away from the dead lady laying there?
Any wizard video. Those old giant box movies.
Screaming
like,
dead.
I was convinced, like, every one of those boxes, and I remember, like, that was pretty early 80s, you know, like, going in and seeing that stuff sitting on a shelf and picking it up and thinking, you know, before where I was really ingrained in horror movies and was still a pretty little kid, you know, pick it up. And I was, like, convinced as... This has got to be just like opening the pit of fucking hell and looking in.
I gotta watch it tonight.
I remember seeing the ad for Zombie, the Fulci Zombie, in the paper. I remember I'd go to stay at my grandma's and I'd be looking at the movies. I was like, oh, this is cool, you know. And I remember seeing that ad and thinking, if they have captured hell on film, this has got to be it. Because look at this. This guy's got worms in his fucking eyes. And it says, we are going to eat you. And I'm like, there is no... I mean, they're cutting right to the chase. It's not rated? You can't even be... You got to be 17 to see this? Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. I'm afraid I'll fucking shit my pants if I go see this. Like, I can remember looking at that.
That
ad.
Was pre-YouTube, so you didn't get to see trailers or anything. Just... You walked
and
into that
occasionally you would
unknowingly.
See, like, after 10 o'clock at night, they would show, like, I remember seeing Gates of Hell commercials and the little 30-second spots and thinking, there is no fucking way that I will ever see that because it looks like that is what going to hell must be like.
And they would
like.
Only show you, like, two shots on that Gates of Hell. Remember
no, it was like a little 15, 30-second spot or something. It's like... And, you know, it was a creepy trailer when you're like a kid and you see.
Your mind can't imagine the horrors that await you when you open the gates of hell.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's this creepy voice. And they show these little flash and you're like, oh, my God, there's no way I can watch that.
Well, just and not to the fact, though, when you did go rent a movie like that and you had trailers of other horror films before that one, you're like, I got all kinds of information to base my next rental off of now.
Yeah.
Well, and this was a little, and this is a little pre, you know, video. I mean, I know video existed then, and I don't think we had, that was pretty, that was the early 80s. I think the old man bought a video cassette recorder pretty early. Well, so, but
I remember the first time my grandpa bought a VHS player. He bought it at a place called Dolgen's. And it was well over $1,200.
Well, yeah, you had to get it at like high, like Video Concepts. That's where we got ours.
Mine got it at the Maytag Rent-A-Center. My folks did,
but no, I mean it was I mean,
paid. They got that sumbitch in payment plan.
I mean, it was like Jeff said, it was fucking huge. It's big old.
Oh, the huge top
Buck,
loader.
When the sumbitch opened up, it sounded like landing gears dropping.
And
on
those
a plane.
Fuckers and those fuckers and still was, work, man. Yeah,
I had the video
a spring might go out.
The
on
video
it,
cassette
it.
Player that my dad bought, and it had to be like 82, like or 83 when they bought that thing. Like, I had it up until, like, probably, like, 5 years ago. Like, it finally, I think one of the, like, the idler wheel or something went out, and it was like, I'd replaced it a couple times, but it was like, this thing weighs, like, 15 pounds.
It finally
like,
broke your legs on your TV when you had
the place,
on top of it.
The place, like, at the time, you could buy them at Dolgen's, but there was no place to get movies.
Yeah,
but then there was an Indian guy who, and the name of the place, the place in St. Joe was called Habib's.
Habib's Town.
It was a video store, and I remember his big draw was you could rent porno. But memberships were like $100 a year.
Yeah,
you had to pay for the membership.
That was totally,
That was all the video stores.
And fucking blanks were $25 for a blank VHS tape when they first came out. You know, I mean, it was just ungodly. We got break.
Oh,
I thought
you were
waving fucking arms in there.
I'm just letting you guys roll.
But yeah, it was.
I mean,
just
things
real.
Are changed. I mean, people are pretty spoiled now. You can get anything.
Now there's a red box in every fucking store you go to.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to leave the house. You can download it. Yeah. You can go watch it. You can watch it on YouTube now. You know, it's like, shit's everywhere.
I can remember when.
And you can scan through it and see the scary part.
When they announced that fucking Star Wars was being released on VHS, I about fucking shit my pants. I was sitting there and I bet I watched that thing four times the first day that we recorded it. How'd you like to watch that son of a bitch?
Oh,
I'm going to have to borrow that from you so I can
like
watch
hell
it.
On Earth. Look at that. You'd die if you saw this. Just you watch this.
Big box of a Microwave Massacre.
Midnight Video. Yeah, man, the whole, you know.
Did you make my copy of that yet? No.
I'll make it for you, though, this week.
I think
they
put that out on DVD, didn't they?
No, it's not out. No. I found a whole, like, because I had, like, 6,000 VHS tapes. I found like 9 or 10 boxes full of those big boxes.
That's the only thing. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you were talking about like you couldn't rent anywhere.
Right.
And if you could, the only stuff that was, you would go to places like Video Concepts or, you know, you'd find that the weirdo guy that all he rented was pornos.
Anson House of Video.
Well, the majority of those had the one little tiny corner of porn, and that kept their whole business going. You'd go in there and there wouldn't be anybody in the horror section. There'd be four or five guys packed in that little sheet room.
when they first started putting stuff out, the only stuff that was out was like big studios. There was like three or four. There was like Fox, Paramount, and Warner Brothers
was out. Yeah,
like so you only there's a handful of movies, you know. Right. So it was like Star Wars. Well, you had to put another $100 deposit down to even rent that son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. You know, so you ended up getting like something like The Goodbye Girl. You know,
do you remember that Anton's, they had those notebooks, so you didn't even have to touch the tape until they handed it to you, and they'd have the pictures in the notebook of the covers. And the adult notebook was that thick, and the regular movies were that thick. I was like, come on, dude, the adult was like double.
Or what about?
Well, like Charlie Band was the first guy. Charlie Band was the first guy. He started Wizard Video. He was the first guy, and he licensed movies. He licensed
Chainsaw
Zombie, you know.
Tons of them.
Blood Feast.
H.G. Lewis stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was the first guy to license movies because he was like, there's all these, like,
I was that kid at home that would bring them home, and I would, like, I had two VCRs in the house because my dad was a tech freak. So we had one for the bedroom, one for the living room, and I'd haul that big sumbitch out.
Oh, my God.
It'd take, like, he'd have to get the two-wheeler.
Mother load.
And I would hook them together.
Don't bother me, Pop.
I'd be making dubs, and I even had a beta. So I'd like make either a VHS or a beta.
Still the superior.
Shit.
Yeah, we had a beta player.
And I would sell them at school for 15, 20 bucks a pop.
See, and he bitches
early
about
piracy.
Yeah, he bitches about bootlegging on the internet.
That's
and look
okay.
what he was doing.
The kids couldn't get them, like Jeff said. There was like, you could not, no one could
afford. There's a lot of people now, Todd, that can't get stuff, so they got to get it off the internet.
Whatever.
For free.
Maybe they ain't got the $20 for
whatever.
Your
no, back then
Bloodbath
was,
Trilogy.
Let me tell you, it was $25 or $250 to join the club. And like Jeff
Tim,
said,
Tim still doesn't have your Bloodbath Trilogy, so I think Tim ought to just
Tim, you don't have that? You're in the sound batch.
Just download it.
No, I'll bring it to you.
It's on YouTube.
Hell, I'll send you the website where you can get it.
I got it downloaded right now.
I'll bring it to you, man. I got it.
Some bitch in Poland.
I'll send you the link all in caps so you can read it.
Some exclamation points. I will bring it to you next week. I didn't know you didn't have it.
Nope.
Yeah, I'll do that.
He'll bring it with along my copy of Lissetta and all the other shit.
Well, I don't know about, dude. I don't know what I did with that damn. I know I've got it. I'll find it.
I found it, but it was all in.
We're gonna stick a GPS on Todd. We know he's more than 10 miles.
I found it,
but
it was all in Italian.
We're gonna go over there and raid it.
That damn sect. It's not even worth your trouble.
I don't give a fuck. I still want to see it.
You're gonna hate it.
What is it?
The sect.
The sect.
The Devil's Daughter. Remember that awful thing?
Yep.
Watch it with Intruder.
Absolutely nothing worth watching.
I remember that was like back in the day where you get like they would always send out screening cassettes.
Yep.
And they would be, it was like you'd get one, and I remember getting that one too. It was like, oh, huh. Look at it. Pull the cassette out. They'd recorded it on
EP.
Extended LELMFP.
Oh, I fucking
like,
hated that.
Looked like there was about like a quarter of an inch of tape on it. I'm like, this thing's not even gonna play. Like I put it in, and it's like I'm trying to roll the tracking to get it to play, and I can get just enough of a pick. Oh, there's Herbert Lom. Oh, there he goes.
You didn't miss a thing. That's the problem.
Oh, I know,
man. It was so bad.
I used to be pissed. I'd get those fucking tapes, especially later on in VHS for. They started getting cheap and record cutting down on the tape. I'm just like, if it weighed a feathered weight, I just put it back on the shelf.
Well, yeah, you were like waiting for the Boogans for 30 years. It finally comes out, and it's like a freaking quarter
snow.
Inch
it looks like they shot it during the snowstorm because it's all fucking great.
I like to watch the Boogans with Humongous. What's going on?
Cover all your winter needs.
What is that? Some sort of.
I'd like
tentacle?
It on DVD. Maybe we could finally see it. Yeah, because it's not a bad movie.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Then it won't be good.
The only good way to watch it, go back and watch it on VHS if you're going to watch a shitty copy of it.
That's why I like these guys that they'll take these movies and they put them on DVD. And, you know, they're right from VHS. It's just like going back
black.
Home.
Black.
Of course, they charge you like $30 for it.
I don't
bastards.
Care. If you want. I paid like, I can't remember what I paid. It wasn't a lot. I paid like 10, 15 bucks for a copy of Night of the Demon. I don't know. What was I thinking? It's like, oh, it's on DVD. It's like some guy's thinking, like, this guy's going to take the time to, like, really do something real nice to this thing. You know, it's like, I get it.
He really cares.
It's just like, it is what it is. It's like you put a menu that says play and you push it, and it's just like watching a VHS. And I was like, oh, whatever. At least I got a copy of it. And I was like, oh, look, they're putting it out. I saw this, like, earlier this year. It was like, oh, crap, they're putting it out on DVD finally. I don't care if they got some crummy wrestling chick hosting it. By God, they're putting it out on DVD, a legitimate DVD release of probably the seminal Bigfoot film
ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Night of the Demon.
Yep. Love it.
As not to be confused with Night of the Demons.
The lipstick nipple movie.
Night of the Demon, hands down, the best Bigfoot movie, right?
Yep.
So I pre-order it. By the way, pre-order stuff. Then I don't have to see the once in a blue moon where I actually am on Facebook and I saw you crying because you couldn't find something.
I was raising
what
hell.
What was it? What was it?
I was bitching.
Fright
about
Night.
No, it was like, wasn't. Was it?
Well, that was me
bitching. Zombie. It was zombie, right?
Oh, yeah, when, zombie because.
Dude, mine came early. You know why? I pre-ordered it. I got on Monday. A zombie in House by the Cemetery. It's like.
They sent him two copies.
O.co.
Yeah, but you know what?
Overstock.com.
What irritates me, though,
Monday.
Is.
They broke street date.
Well, I think
that's
what bothered,
not protocol.
I think what bothered me was the fact that they can put all these damn shitty Blu-rays all over everywhere in Kansas City, but
oh,
back where Zombie used to be huge, you can't even buy it on Blu-ray anymore. And
oh,
you have to admit.
I get out of that. Dude, I get tired. I just order stuff online. You're not going to find it in the store. The old brick and mortar thing is done, dude. If you
it
want,
sucks.
But oh, back to Night of the Demon. So I ordered, pre-ordered my copy of Night of the Demon. So it kind of, you know, it's like Tuesday came, bam, there it is in the mail. You know, don't even have to drive all over town looking for it.
Put I'm a like, $50 right. deposit down on it.
Go home that night. I'm like, I'm watching Night of the Demon. And I put it in the DVD player, and it starts up, and it's like, there's a little precursor. Have you guys seen this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the DVD?
Oh, I got it, yeah.
The
yeah.
new one? Where it says... They're apologizing for the quality of the video because the original one-inch master doesn't exist. So they use the best the best available like resource.
Didn't I'm they
like,
say it was the one-inch master?
Or no, that's maybe that's what it was. It's
and
like
it wasn't,
and it was like it was a one-inch. All right, it's the fucking VHS.
That's
because,
half inch. Yeah,
yeah. It's like it's the
cause well, they recorded
it was watermarked.
That equals.
The company that put it out, they used to watermark like the first like 30 seconds of their movie. They had the little like VCA or something. It was like I was like so, and you can even see the little tracking thing, you know, going on at the bottom. It was like, ugh.
Yeah, that just pissed me off because if at least 1 inch looks better, it would have been a better quality. But like you said, the one you bought as a bootleg looked actually probably better than the one you bought as a legitimate release.
Well,
frightening.
It's legitimate though. I know that the filmmakers are finally getting their scene every
just reward.
They did the same thing with the Mardi Gras Massacre. I mean, how can you justify doing it? One movie you can just nod your heads, but the very next release, shit.
I would really question if actual theatrical prints or even negatives even exist of any of that stuff at this point. I mean, they'll find them somewhere. It's probably in some fallout shelter in Oklahoma,
right.
Under a stack of like. You know,
Sports
Life magazines yeah. from grandpa's, you know, whatever. So that's where they always find that stuff. And, you know, that's just it. It's like film's got a finite life. And depending on where it's kept and everything, I mean, nobody gives. I mean, who gives a shit, really?
I'm going to better get this in the vault. It's Night of the Demon. Somebody might want to put that out in a better resource.
We've just created a masterpiece.
In the future, they'll be able to put this out and make it look, you know.
Yeah, but here's the funny thing. A movie like Don't Go Near the Park, Linnea Quigley, that sucker looks beautiful on DVD. Someone had the negative.
I wish it was in that fallout shelter in Oklahoma.
I think
down.
So does she. So does
Shut
she.
It's
down.
Weird. It's weird. You know, I mean, if you read about like stuff like Night of the Demon, I mean, the guys who made that didn't have any idea what they were doing. I mean, they had like they rented a camera. They had like $50,000. They bought the film stock. They went out and shot it. So, you know, you got to think it's not like they're dealing with a studio. So they maybe had one negative they struck to make a print. And Lord knows, and they threw it in the back of their car that they backed in the garage. You know, so
sick of filming, so they slid it all out and drove off.
What is the movie? Gone with the Pope, the one that
right.
Duke Mitchell, he started shooting, and you know he would get money, buy film stock, go out and shoot something. Well, then he died. It literally was out in L.A. the way they like a lot of times they have carports, like you see in an apartment here, you know, where and their storage is like right behind it. Well, I guess they just shoved all these canisters of film, and that's where they kept it all, I guess, and that's where they found it.
Wow.
When they went to, I guess, what's-his-face, Sage had showed Bob Murawski Mafia Massacre Style. Is that the name of that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is great. Does he got anything else? He's like, no. And they called him up, my dad's dead. Sorry about that. You know, he's like, oh, that movie's great. You know, it's like, did he do anything else? Bunch of canisters out in the garage if you guys want to take a look see at
those. He's got one with him wrestling around with a big old lady.
Were you there? Did you go with me?
Fuck
or did
yeah,
you?
We did. That was
I can't remember
time.
If you went.
Tim fell asleep.
I was going to say, I took a nice power nap during that.
I saw it's New Beverly. That's where I saw it.
I went to the world premiere, man. I flew out.
That's cool.
Had to do it. Not really. That's $200 I wish I had back. No, it was cool.
Was the fat woman there?
Sage was
there. Dude, everyone's dead. Are you kidding? There was no one. There was like one guy I think he worked on the movie. So, I mean, look, everybody was old in the movie.
Oh, I know.
So, we saw Maniac, though. That was good. We all got on that couch. Yeah, remember my quote? I was like, I don't care what we do. I just want to see Joe's fat, sweaty face on the big screen.
Another one I saw at the New Beverly. You should have been. You would have loved that, Jeff. That was a fun time.
I think when we went out, I went out. It wasn't last year. Was it last year? Maybe it was last November. I went out there and because when they were doing the Blu-ray, they made new prints. They struck new prints, and they were screening them. But we got out in the town the night that we got out there. Like Bill Lustig was going to be there, but
Bill was there.
We got out in the town. It was like, man, I don't want to. It was like out in Santa Monica, and we have to drive. And my wife was pregnant, so we just like. Let's sleep. That sounds good. I'll see Joe's fat, sweaty face another night.
But what was cool is John Landis was even there. I mean, everyone
everybody
was there.
Shows up for that
Hell
stuff.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean.
And you know, dude's there, Clue Gulager's at all those. He shows up at all those.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like I didn't even know who John was. I'd always see him at screenings when I lived out there. And he's really good friends with my friend Tammy. And, like, he'd show up to her parties and stuff. I remember him he showed up to a Halloween party wearing this. And John's a big guy. You know, he's a pretty big guy. And wearing this bunny suit. Like, and it was kind of tight. And he had the hat on. And he's all sweaty. You know, he had the mask, the bunny mask on. And he wouldn't take it off. And he just walked around this party all night. And it's like, who is that, Tammy? He's
people
like,
people feeding him carrots.
That's John. That's John Gulager. It's like, why is he? He's all sweaty.
What's wrong with him?
You know,
he's having a good time.
Director of Feast.
Yeah, having a good time.
Piranha, what is it? Double D?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, he's the one directing that? Yeah. That was cool. Shit.
Those fucking Feast movies, man, they need to hurry up and get another one out. Those just keep getting better and better.
Damn, I wonder what he'll do with Piranha.
I got that
I'm
first one on Blu-ray, but
now.
Not the second or third.
They don't have the second or third one available.
I know,
on
it's weird.
The new Piranha movie looks. I mean, it's obviously he's. I mean, you've seen Feast, so imagine him doing a Piranha movie.
Yeah,
the Piranha
that's what I mean.
Was Piranha
blast,
was pretty
man.
Fun. Yeah, no, it looks like a hoot.
Midgets fighting piranhas.
Oh hell yes, sweet.
This is my brother.
We got 2 minutes.
You got it.
2 minutes till break.
Till break till the end of the show.
Two minutes till the end of the show.
Yes, sir.
Oh hell,
son of a buck.
Oh, I guess we got a pimp.
Dirty dog.
Is it pimping time?
Pimping iTunes.
I really feel like we should have like made the end of the year show a big recap like of what was your favorite horror movie of the year?
Fuck that.
Our top.
Just go on the
list.
Website. You can pick on any of them.
Yeah.
We try to be different. We don't want to follow the norm of everybody else.
Have you seen The Weird World of Blowfly? All I watch is documentaries. I'm worthless.
No, I seen it on there. I haven't got to watch it yet. It looks
that's
fucking great though.
That's a
yeah.
good one. That's
we didn't even get to talk about the Whites.
No.
Oh my God! Can we
son
do
of a
special
bitch.
Show.
We're doing a whole special. Let's get old boy on here. We'll call him up. Get him on here.
I totally forgot about that, man.
We'll have to. We'll
do a whole
January.
Whites. We'll do a whole Whites episode.
You got to watch all the shit, and I got to watch the other shit.
That's true. I've
seen
it
enough.
More...
I've seen enough of Jessica the Dance.
No,
Outlaw to know what I
no.
need to know.
You got
to
get the full backstory of Daddy.
The one where he goes to
Roseanne,
Hollywood is the
Jesus.
Best to me.
And he doesn't stab Roseanne in her fucking neck.
Let's give him, all right, here's your homework, anybody that's listening. Go to Netflix, go to Instant Watch. You want to find a movie called The Wild.
Best horror movie of the year.
It's called The Wonderful and Wild.
It's our movie of the year.
Whites of West Virginia.
Yeah, Wild, Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. It's kind of a tongue twister.
Yeah. It's on a.
Produced by the Jackass guys.
Yeah. So go
Dick House.
Go
Dick
get House. It. And then check out our forums because we'll be posting giveaways here in the next couple of days. So be prepared.
Big box. We're giving away big box copies of The Headless Eyes. There's no cassette down. Inside.
And the boxes are made at Kinko's.
Whoever can lift this RCA VCR gets it. Come on down. Whoever's man enough.
And you get
if you get my copy of The Mutilator out of my RCA VHS.
And Tim's fist grease, you get a...
Happy fifth grade thing. Yay. Uh-oh. Don't forget to wear your green anchor, Jeff.
See, are we leaving them with a song or what are we doing?
Yeah, whatever. I've got a song here. I'm going to play it.
Bye, bitches.